This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two. Breaking news. Supreme Court strikes down Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness plan. The justices rule that the president does not have the authority to cancel debt of millions of students in another landmark ruling. So, the Supreme Court said, no, you just can't forgive the contractual obligation that these students have made to borrow funds, and you can't dump it on the taxpayer's lap. So, of the Supreme Court, six were against the forgiveness. Good for them. And three were for it. And it's the same three that were report that are for all these other ridiculous rulings. And they're women. Three of the three who thought that student loans should be forgiven were women on the Supreme Court. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. Can we have our home mortgages forgiven by a wave of the wand? I mean... Hey, no one likes debt, but it is what it is, right?
Well, it could be anything. It could be car loans. It could be, as you mentioned, mortgage notes. It could be going to the supermarket and saying, you know what? I think y'all should give me this.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. These are contractual obligations that these students have entered into willingly. No one has put a gun to any of these students' heads to say, you will take out this student loan.
And, you know, the other interesting thing, Vince, that doesn't get talked about a lot is most of these loans, they're not for, you know, needy people that have a hard time finding a way to get to college or university. Or they're really big loans for, in many cases, you know, very wealthy families, but they just decided to take out loans, and in some cases they're getting these advanced degrees in fields that, in many cases, there's no jobs for them, and to just wave a wand and say loans forgiven makes no sense. I mean, I could see if it was you know, people that were really finding a hard time to get to college, but I mean, if that's the case, there's scholarships and grants for those type of things. So these are loans, and then you have to think about all the families where I know my family, I'm pretty sure it was your family, my parents worked really hard to save up for a college fund for the kids, and all three of our, you know, children in my family, including myself, got to go to college because our parents gave up other things they could have had and saved for a college fund all their working years. So, you know, just forgiving loans, that was a slap in the face of hardworking people, not to mention people that chose not to go to college or university and want to, you know, go into the trades. And there's a lot of good jobs in the trades or just, you know, do whatever and decided, you know, I'm not going to go to university or, you know, if I am going to go, I'm going to work my way through and I don't want a loan. I'm going to, you know, take a part-time job and pay my way through school. So it made no sense, Vince. It was almost common sense, but things don't always get done by common sense, I guess.
Bert, I don't know. You probably remember that when I was at the university. In the summers, I worked at an auto parts store to earn money for school. And when I was at the university, at night, I had a job at the university, 18 hours a week, working as a student marshal, earning minimum wage at night, going to school during the day, working nights and weekends as a student marshal to earn money to go to school. So my parents sacrificed. We didn't go to Disney. We didn't take vacations. My parents sacrificed and I worked. That's how it was in my family. So to me, it was an absolute outrage. And back then, university tuition was about $5,000 a year. Now it's like 10 times that much. It's Bert, I don't know if you get these pieces of correspondence in the mail that the university is looking forward to, you know, building all the way up to $1.75 billion in this fund for the university that they can do whatever they want with, and they want us to give money to them so they can do whatever they want with it. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving them a cent. And when they do call, I say, this is about my refund, right?
Yeah. The other thing that's happened, Vince, besides the fact that room and board and tuitions have gone up, you know, basically twice the rate of overall inflation, the other thing is, if you look, the ratio of professors to administrators has changed dramatically, and there's now more administrators at a university than there are teachers or professors or instructors. So, you know, what is all this bureaucracy doing? It's crazy just how they've grown, and it's, in a way, it's not hard to understand because it's simple economics. When you throw all that money, which is what it was, all this money going to the university, so they find a way to use it, and everything just starts growing exponentially. I mean, in a funny way, these students' loans have made everything worse because it threw all this money at the universities. They spent it on things maybe they didn't need to, that raised the price of tuition for everybody, and it was just a circle that's been going on for, you know, 30 or 40 years. It's sort of crazy. I have heard that there's a number of colleges now that are hurting because enrollments are down. People are realizing they don't necessarily have to go to college. They don't necessarily need a degree for a lot of high-paying positions, and a lot of schools now are hurting. It's, you know, it's probably a good thing. It's economics that, you know, a lot of marginal schools that were charging outrageous tuitions, they're going to have to downsize, or, you know, I have heard some colleges have been closing.
There's, I read this eighth grade exam, final exam, from around the 1900s. Yeah, 1912, somewhere around there. I believe that the average high school student could not pass the eighth grade final examination from the 1900s. Yeah, 1912, somewhere around there. Maybe 1895. Unbelievable. I mean, complex questions, that a scenario that you have to figure out multiple parts in order to get the correct answer. And we have dumbed down education to the point where you just click mice and tap keys, and we don't know how to estimate. We don't know how to interpolate. We don't know how to fabricate. It's unbelievable how far we have fallen, literally. And what about hobbies? What about the building trades, as you mentioned? And I worked at I built a network, computer network, for a alternative high school in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. And they had building trades. They had coursework in masonry, framing for framing houses, wiring for wiring houses, automotive technology, meaning fixing engines and transmissions and differentials, computer technology, cosmetology, you know, how to be a beautician, all how to build a house. And he ripped it out for clicking mice and tapping keys instead. It's unbelievable. Welding. So, class, you cannot learn how to weld from a screen. I mean, you can learn, you know, some of the rudimentary principles, but it's nothing like having that that welder in your hands and actually welding, or actually tuning an engine, or putting bearings in an engine, or actually feeling what happens with the friction of the materials that are inside an internal combustion engine. You know, like the crankshaft and the connecting rods and the connecting rod bearings and the camshaft and the rocker arms and the lifters. And the, it's got to be hands-on. It has to be mentorship. It has to be apprenticeship. It has to be teacher and student with hands-on. Or it doesn't work, at least in my world. Bert, what did you have for us today?
We talk all the time about electric vehicles, and there's a lot of pros and cons, and a lot more than you see in the short stories. And you and I have discussed basically, you know, the technology, how they're manufactured, the life cycle of EVs, and the dangers of EVs. And Vince, there was an accident in my hometown that a few days ago that kind of brought it home for me. And I guess a bad joke would be it hit close to home. And it's really sad, Vince, and it made the national news, which is interesting because there's been so many of these accidents. And I'm not going to go through all the details, but it's a Tesla. And what happened, Vince, is a mother and daughter were driving to a doctor's appointment. Mother was driving the daughter there. Tesla hit a tree. Now, we don't know, was it on autopilot or she was, you know, the mother was driving, was she swerving to avoid something? We don't know, you know, that the first part of the story is, you know, something happened and she swerved, hit a tree. This was not on a highway or an interstate. This was a, you know, regular road, and you know, normally in most cars you'd hit a tree and you know, if it was hard enough the airbag might deploy, but you'd basically have a few cuts and bruises. What happened, Vince, is the car caught on fire, and we don't know if they couldn't get out or were they shaken up and they couldn't get, just were, you know, just didn't know how to get out right away. And it takes about 5 minutes for a battery fire to spread. So nobody came to help and help them out of the car. And since they died, they burnt to death. And there's nothing flammable in that car except for the lithium-ion batteries. So,
and the plastic, of course.
Well, I mean, obviously the plastic's all flammable. I guess I should rephrase that. There's nothing that could catch on fire.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, this car crash claimed the lives of two people. They were in an electric vehicle, and no one came there in time to extricate the individuals before they were burned alive. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, as best I can tell, nobody stopped to help them to get out of the car. You know, it's when a Tesla gets engulfed in flames, it's not an instantaneous thing. I mean, if a tractor trailer's driving down the freeway and falls off an embankment or crashes, or just for that matter, any gasoline-powered automobile, usually there is a fairly rapid fire. But with a battery fire, it usually starts very slowly. There's no, you know, flammable material to immediately burst into flames. What happens is it heats up to tremendous temperatures, and the battery starts just spontaneously burning, and then other flammable material in the car, like you said, plastics and seats or whatever, will be consumed in the fire. And Vince, you know, it's really hard to talk about because when you look at a picture of what was left in, after the fire, it was just, you know, a skeleton of a car and ash and debris. And, you know, that that included the bodies of the two people. It's hard to talk about, Vince. So,
Bert, I witnessed one of those. I was there. Not that one. Several years ago, and I've mentioned this on the air in Springfield, Missouri, I was stopped at a traffic light with another instructor. My wife and I were in my old Mercedes, and he and his wife were in his vehicle. and we were side by side, stopped at a traffic light, and coming the opposite, and this was just as it was just starting to get dark. It was kind of hazy. Coming the opposite direction was one car, and the car crashed into the center of, it was two lanes coming, two lanes going. In the center was a concrete stanchion with a traffic light on it. This guy crashed right into this concrete structure and was knocked out. His airbag deployed, single individual in this vehicle, and it had a gasoline engine, and fire started under the hood. So I ran out, and I got my jack out of my old Mercedes, and I was going to bash in the window. And I hit the window with the jack, and it didn't break, and I had to hit it just right in the low corner with the corner of this real heavy jack to bash through the window. So I was directing people, and I took charge and said, okay, you do this, you do this. And so there were a bunch of people, and we got this guy out of the vehicle. One guy who was with me had a real sharp knife, and he cut the seatbelt. A couple big guys pulled the limp body out of the vehicle. He was unconscious, unresponsive, and the plastic dashboard was melting as it was on fire, dripping downward onto where he was. This was a real serious situation because this car was going to go boom, just like in the movies. And there happened to be a gal passing by, and she was a nurse, and she was keeping this guy alive. Another guy was directing traffic. And, you know, this vehicle was crushed in such a way that the doors wouldn't open. You just couldn't open the car doors either side by using the door handles because they were crushed in place. So that's why we pulled them through the window. But we saved the guy's life. And I witnessed one of those. And it was really, really horrific. And to this day, that traffic light is still there, and there are all kinds of crash marks, and it looks like over and over and over people are crashing into it. And the city has done nothing in all the years I've been in Missouri to fix this problem. So it's an accident waiting to happen, and it keeps happening. And this thing with the Tesla, most people would believe that if they had a Tesla, that this wouldn't happen. It would not catch on fire. It would not burn the victims. And I can see where the doors could be crushed and the people inside couldn't get out because they couldn't open the door. And I can also see where the window, electric windows, would not operate because maybe something happened to the wiring system. So that's why crank windows are really good. That's why you need a hammer with a claw in the cockpit.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. USA News Update. The Supreme Court says a Christian business owner can refuse to create same-sex marriage websites. Constitutional law professor and attorney Jonathan Turley says this is a huge win for free speech.
What the court is saying here is that with these types of creative products, it is speech. And for those of us in the free speech community, this is an amazing moment. This will go down as one of the most important free speech cases in the history of the court. It'll go down as one of the most important cases Gorsuch has ever handed down, in my view.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to move across the United States. Alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Tim Berg, USA News.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Bert's with us. He's a Silicon Valley engineer. You know, Bert, when I decided to build a solar array here at the farm and do our best to run our farm off-grid, I did a lot of research on batteries and battery chemistry. And I decided to use not use lithium-based batteries. I went with nickel-iron batteries. And these nickel-iron batteries, or the cells, I should say, each one of them weighs about 100 pounds. And they produce 1.2 volts. So 40 of them produces 48 volts when they're arranged in series. And no one really knows how long they will last, because after about 5 or 10 years, you just replace the electrolyte and they're back to almost brand new again. And you keep doing it, so as long as the plastic case seems to hold up, you're good to go for decades, and maybe even more than a century.
Yeah, hey, that's your grandkids might be filling the electrolyte 100 years from now.
Right. And so another guy I know decided that he would buy half of this load. So we bought 80 cells. He took half and I took half. And he had decided somewhere midstream that he didn't like them. And he wanted to switch to lithium. So he sold me his half. So now I have 40 plus 40 or 80 cells, all from the original lot that we imported from China directly. And they work great for me. He's happy with his lithium, but his lithium is probably going to last 7 to 10 years. And then he's going to have to figure out what's next. And what's he going to do with them? So I didn't want to have lithium in my house. Because imagine having a massive battery bank that could power your whole house in your garage. You know, next to, I don't know, let's say a car or a truck that has fuel in the tank. It's not an electric vehicle.
Yeah, or you have an earthquake and or something accidentally hits the battery pack, and you know, the fire generally starts small. And by the way, water doesn't help. I remember the fire during they had this big storm in New York, and they had unloaded all these electric sports cars, and they were lined up, you know, bumper to bumper in this huge parking lot. And what happened was the storm surge, I think it was, you know, November, December, storm surge brought salt water into the parking lot. The salt water got into one car and started a fire in the battery pack, and that fire spread to hundreds of cars that had just been deloaded from the cargo ships and were just sitting there awaiting delivery around the country, and all the you know, just spread from one car to another. I guess there's enough plastic in the vehicles that they become flammable, and that's all it took was one battery shorting out. And you know, sadly, Vince, you mentioned how you helped the person in that car. Maybe we can make something good happen here, because if, you know, you have time to get out of the vehicle. So let me throw this out there. If you're a trucker or somebody on a highway and you see a Tesla crash and you think, oh, it, you know, looks like the car's okay, stop. Don't just drive on, because there's a chance the driver's trapped in that car, and you do have time. If you have, you know, the strength and the courage, park your vehicle and go and try, and if you can't open the door, like you said, smash the windshield and do what you can to get the person out, because you do have, you know, maybe 5 minutes before that fire spreads to save the driver and any passengers from, well, from burning to death. So maybe if we throw, you know, Vince, we're, I don't know how many thousands of people we're reaching right now, somebody is going to see an accident. Somebody spun out of control, either autopilot or not paying attention or on their phone, hits a sign on the highway, stop and try to help that person, because you might be saving a life, because you do have time. It's not like a gasoline fire. You do have time to get somebody out of that vehicle. So, you know, maybe we can make something good out of this, maybe by alerting everybody to the dangers of these. It's and I believe the danger goes up with the size of the battery pack. So these massive lithium-ion battery packs they're putting in cars now, because they all want to, for marketing, say they can go further miles. I mean, Vince, you don't need necessarily to go 400 miles in your electric vehicle. You can have a gas, you know, a plug-in hybrid or a gas car for your longer trips. Most you know, commutes are, and, you know, you're going to the store, you're doing whatever, 100 miles is probably fine for most trips. But everybody wants 300 and 400-mile range. You put these massive lithium battery packs, it costs money. It raises the price of the car, raises the weight of the car, meaning your mileage has gone down because you got to drive around with thousands of pounds of batteries in your vehicle. And then, as we mentioned, we don't know how to recycle the batteries. I have a video somebody sent me from China of a graveyard of, well, Vince, it's not a graveyard of old EVs. It's actually, I don't know if you watched it. I sent it over to USA Prepare's video center. These are cars that they manufactured in China that they had no buyers for, and you can buy them for like $1,000 if you want one. They're just, you know, sort of obsolete models that they produce thousands and thousands of them. They're just literally sitting in a field because they don't know what to do with them. Completely manufactured EV sedans.
We've got a couple comments about some of the things you've just said. Truckers, when we were at that accident scene that I described earlier where the driver couldn't see the concrete piling in the center of the road, crashed into it, truck drivers were there too. And those guys pulled out their fire extinguishers because these over-the-road trucks have fire extinguishers. They pulled them out, and every guy emptied every single fire extinguisher to put that fire out. They used their own fire extinguishers and did not get reimbursed for it and put the fire out. 45 minutes later, the fire department showed up. Springfield, you know, City Fire Department showed up. And the fire was out. We took care of it. Meaning we, those of us who were on the scene and who saved this guy's life and who put the fire out and who prevented this, you know, massive catastrophe. So thank you, truckers. And that's what truckers do. But the generally dumb public, I think they'd be there with their cell phones and cameras. That'd be today. They'd be with their cell phones and cameras and try to sell the video to some news outlet. Next thing. We're talking about these heavier vehicles for extended range, electric vehicles. These electric vehicles with these extra heavy battery packs are destroying our roads. And they're not paying the fuel costs because the roads are maintained and repaired by the taxes that are imposed on gasoline and diesel. So what's happening is these electric vehicles are riding on the highways without paying for the road repairs because they don't use gasoline and diesel and they don't pay the taxes on them. So they're heavier, they're doing more damage to the road, and the term is externalization. That means getting other people to pay for the damage that you cause. So the damage that these electric vehicles are causing by their extra weight is being moved to us, everybody else who's not driving one. Here's another thing. So these electric vehicles are causing these massive amounts of damage and fires. Well, the insurance rate goes up for everybody else. So here's an example. There was a tornado in Joplin, Missouri, many years ago. The next year, my farm homeowners insurance went up 33%. And I complained to the Farm Bureau. I said, "What's up?" They said, "Well, you know about what happened in Joplin. That tornado was there, ripped through and destroyed Joplin." I said, "Do I live in Joplin? It's like an hour and a half away. 2 hours away." I said, "No, but those losses have to be covered by everybody. So you get an increase in your premium. So you're going to pay 33% more for your farm policy because of what happened in Joplin." So by extension, these Teslas have externalized some of the costs. So the fire department can't put out the fires with water because it doesn't work. They have to use foam. And then the foam ends up, which is forever chemicals, that ends up in our drinking water supply and causes cancer. So these Teslas, your buddy Elon Musk is causing a lot of damage on the planet, Bert, through everything he's doing.
Well, everything, you know, I don't have a problem with electric engines because they are very efficient. But what I have a problem with is these massive battery packs. If you buy a plug-in hybrid, your battery pack is, one-tenth the size of these massive 300- and 400-mile battery packs. And it's a shame that's the way they're being marketed, because, you know, it's very rarely that you're going to use that full range. I mean, you can charge your car every night and have a smaller battery pack, but that seems to be the current marketing slant that they put on, you know, who can go the furthest for whatever reason. And it's just, I have to believe that the chance of a fire is going to go up exponentially the bigger the battery pack. There's more cells that have a chance to get hit in the wrong place, and so they get dented, mangled. There's a short, and one cell catches fire, basically just through heating up to enormous temperatures. That spreads to the whole battery pack and then the whole car. So if you have a smaller battery pack and you can surround it and protect it better, then it's common sense that the car is going to be more safe. But they're just not doing that. And I don't know how many more of these fires we're going to have before the manufacturers realize they got a problem.
We have to start arresting and charging the CEOs and the boards of directors with crimes against humanity. I mean, that's what we're going to have to do in order to stop this. And when they realize that they are literally causing death and destruction, and they get arrested and put in prison for their crimes against we the people, then maybe this will stop. But when we come back, I want to tell you about a battery charger I have. You can set it for it's an automotive battery charger. 2 amps, 10, 20, 40, and 200. And I'll tell you why the manufacturer says, don't y'all be charging at 200.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert and class, I have this battery charger at the farm. It's for lead acid batteries, automotive tractors, trucks, that kind of thing. 12 volt batteries. And there's a switch on the front that lets me choose different current maximums, like 2 amps, 10 amps, 20 amps, 40 amps, and 200. And, you know, sometimes it's tempting to be in a hurry and say, let me just charge this thing at 200 amps. So if it's a 100 ampere hour battery, and I set it for 10 amps, you know, ideally, it would be charged in 10 hours. If I set it at 20 amps, it would charge in 5 hours. Okay? If I set it at 200 amps, it should charge in a half an hour. But if I charge it at a high rate of charge, the battery will overheat and will be destroyed.
Yeah.
Now, you all know the same thing is true with lithium batteries. So here's the problem. The problem is I want this thing charged quickly. So, Bert, when people go to these chargers, these public chargers, they don't want to take all night. They want this thing charged now, right?
Yeah.
Isn't the higher the rate of charge, the more current, the more damaging to the battery bank?
Well,
and isn't that damage
several,
permanent?
Several things, Vince. When you charge at a higher current, it's less efficient. It does shorten the life of the batteries, and it also heats up the batteries. If you listen closely when you're charging, especially at high current or frequently in the beginning of a charge when it's a more intense charging, you will actually hear the car, even if the car is off, will turn on a recirculating pump with coolant. And that coolant goes through the battery pack to cool them off to prevent overheating and the fire. And you will hear that. And most EVs have that coolant. So, you know, you would think, oh, I have an EV. There's no coolant in my car. Actually, there is. And it's for charging the batteries to keep them cool. And you're absolutely right. And this is true of any type of battery, really. The higher current you charge it, it's the least good for the battery and also the most dangerous. I would say, Vince, the 200 amp position is probably really only good for one thing, and that's if you're starting the car, right? And you can stick it on there for a minute or so, and then leave it connected while you apply the ignition, and that works. But I don't think it's safe to charge any car battery, you know, normal type 12 volt car battery at 200 amps. It's just not going to work very good, but it is useful for starting. And pretty much, Vince, what that's doing is just switching the resistor in many cases in series with the charging when you set the different currents.
Yeah, this particular one has different taps on a transformer, but
okay.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And so it used to be that, and this charger class has wheels. It's a box on wheels with a handle, so you can, you know, pull it around. It's a little too heavy to carry. And gas stations used to have these, or service stations used to have these when they had two bays and gas pumps out front, those kind of service stations from the 1960s. And a guy would have a dead battery, you know, get gas and try to start the vehicle, and it wouldn't start because the battery was dead. And the owner of the vehicle had two options, either buy a battery from the gas station or get a jump start. And so the guy trying to start his car would say, hey, can I get a jump start? And that's what this 200-amp selection on this battery charger is for. It's for just a few seconds. So you hook up this charger and you say, ready, set, go. And the person at the charger turns on the charger with 200 amp selected, and the person in the car starts the engine. And then immediately, those jumper cables and charger are removed from the battery. That's what this is for. It's just for a jump start.
Yeah.
It's not for charging.
Exactly.
And the reason I'm mentioning this, Bert, is because people that have electric vehicles want them charged quickly. They don't want to wait around at the public charging station. So the only way they can charge them quickly is with more current. More current heats up the battery, more potential for a fire.
Yeah, have you seen the videos of fires that start at the charging station? And it's sort of the same thing. It starts in one car very gradually, and then it spreads to every car next to it. Had nothing to do with the adjacent cars charging. It's just that once the car gets engulfed there, I mean, they're parked in adjacent parking spots, fire spreads from one car to another, and the whole charging station's on fire. And you can Google it. There's tons of pictures of that happening. So
Bert, to cut to the chase, are you still an advocate of electric vehicles?
Well, there's something to be said for the efficiency of the electric engine, and we're going to use electric engines, whether it's a hydrogen car or a plug-in hybrid. But I'm dead set against these massive lithium-ion battery packs because I can't handle so many people dying in these tragic fires.
So, Bert, this is Tesla's Powerwall. That's lithium, right? This is golf carts with lithium batteries. This is cars with lithium batteries. This is forklifts with lithium batteries. It's all of it, right?
Most of it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.